Das kann sogar sagen, nicht, aber ich habe auch jetzt geschlagen, wenn man Yehudim sagt, dass er darum da wov. Fragt die Gemara, a Braisa says, if someone says about an object, it is to me, or this is to me, he says those words, it becomes also, because the phrases are considered a yad to making them, to making the item a carbon. It's like he's saying, it is to me as a carbon. That's what we assume, and therefore it's a yad that makes it also. Now, this seems to be so only because he added the words to me. If not, it would seem that it would not become also because the statement would be inconclusive if he just says it is. This refutes Abaye, who says that even an inconclusive statement is effective to create a nether, an effective yad to create a nether. Where says Abaye would say that without saying the words to me, the statement is completely ambiguous because the statement of this is may just mean as easy, it could just as easily mean that he intends to make the object hefker or tzedakah. However, in a less ambiguous case, we would still say that a yad does not have to be conclusive in order to be effective. The Braisa clearly says that the statement is effective in creating a carbon, meaning that it's not ambiguous as to the intent. Mar says the Braisa actually means that even without the words of to me, it would still be usher. However, without the words to me, the object becomes usher to everybody in the world. When he says to me, he makes the object only usher to himself and to no one else. Fact Gemara, Braisa says, if a person says about an animal, this is hereby an asham, or this one is hereby a chatos, it's not effective in creating the Asham or the Chatos. If he says, this is hereby my Asham or my Chatos, and he was obligated to bring a Chatos or an Asham, it is effective. This refutes Abaye. Marcus Abaye would say that since that this Braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, although Abaye said earlier that Yehuda would agree with him in all other areas besides for a get, Abaye must now retract from that statement. The Gemara says, although Abaye now agrees that he can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Rava would still say that he can hold like the Rabbanon. And it's only in regard to a get that the Rabbanon would say that inconclusive yadais are effective because no one else, you don't give a divorce to anybody but your own wife. Rav Papa asks, is there a concept of yadais for Kedushin or not? The Gemara asks, what would the case of yadais for Kedushin even be that Rav Papa is asking about? If the case is where he tells a woman, Hare Ami Kudeshusli, and tells a second woman, and you too, that's a clear statement of Kedushin to the second woman. It's not just Yodos. The Gemara says it must be where he tells the second woman, and you. Meaning he tells one woman, Hari Ami Kedushusli, and he looks at the next woman and says, and you. A Papa is asking whether that means he's giving Kedushin as well, or whether it's just a proposal for marriage, but not an actual Kedushin. In fact, the Gemara, we find that a Papa asked Abaye, when discussing the topic of Kedushin, whether Shmuel holds that inconclusive Yad is effective. When he was learning about Kedushin, he asked whether an inconclusive yad is effective. By him asking that, it shows that he does agree that there is a concept of yotos regarding Kedushin, and he's only questioning whether an inconclusive yad would be effective. Mar said, Rapapa may have asked that just to point out an inconsistency in the Shita of Shmuel, but he in fact may not have agreed that there is necessarily a concept of yotos by Kedushin. Rav Papa asks, is there a concept of yodos for peya, when you have to leave over the corner of your field for the aniyim, is there a concept of yodos in that sugya or not? The Gemara asks, what would be the case of yodos for peya? If the case is where he says, this patch should be peya, and then he says, and this one too, that's a clear statement of peya. So that's not even a yad. So what's the question? The Gemara says, the case is where he says, this patch should be peya, and then he goes to the next one and says, and this one. Without, he doesn't say also, he just says, and this one. Does that make it peya or not? In fact, Mar, this suggests that if someone says this entire field should be peya, it all becomes peya. Mar says, yeah, that's right. That is correct. And the Braisa there's a Braisa that clearly says this as well. Mar explains that our Papa's question is based on the fact that we have a hekesh from peya to karbonis. His question is, do we also make a comparison that just as karbonis have the concept of yodais, a peya also does, or do we say that it's only compared for purposes of balti acher, but not for purposes of yodais? And the Gemara leaves it off with this question without answering fully this question.